This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I mean, you're right. And that's what the Giants should do. It's just easy. I think easier said than done. I think the Jets are in the same situation, but the Jets have a viable starter on their roster already in Tyrod Taylor. So it's not urgent for what we led with, if you rewind two hours ago, at the top of our show, Evan just wants Cam Ward. It's not like they just don't need Cam Ward. They need a quarterback of their future, but it's not desperation like other teams. Like the Commanders last year, they needed a quarterback.
Well,
they had to get one.
It's possible.
The Texans needed a quarterback. The Bears needed a quarterback. The Jets need one, but they don't need one.
Well, there's a decent chance they don't draft one, to your point. I mean, they could very well say, all right, we've got Tyrod Taylor. Mm-hmm. We've got Jordan Travis. We'll add a third guy to the room, and that may well come in free agency.
Right.
That may come from a Justin Fields or a more veteran player. What I'm saying is that in the AFC, in a division with Josh Allen, in a conference with Lamar Jackson, in a conference with the true NFL final boss and Patrick Mahomes, if you want to compete with those guys, then you are going to need a quarterback. And I don't want to just ignore Joe Burrow. He exists too. But to compete with those guys, you're going to need a quarterback that's somewhat close to that level.
Yeah.
And so that's why I like the idea of swinging for the fences with trading up and drafting Cam Ward as opposed to getting very conservative, almost checking down by saying, let's bring in Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, because when you think about the Pat Mahomes in particular, the final boss, as you say, unless you are an elite coordinator or elite game planner like Bill Belichick was, it is hard to beat that dude. It's just hard.
Clearly.
And so I think the Eagles were uniquely positioned because they're just a superior defensive front for what was the weakest point of the Kansas City Chiefs team this year, which was their offensive line. They just took advantage of it. It's rare that you're going to do that. It's rare that you're going to outplay them for 60 minutes like the Eagles did.
No, it's very tough to do, but I do know this. Tyrod Taylor, Kirk Cousins, probably Justin Fields, they're not winning you a Super Bowl. And so the goal, the end game, is to finally get there. Now, I know it's not happening next year. I'm not suggesting that, but you want to at least take those swings to find that guy who can possibly get you to that level.
All right.
Let's go to Jason up in Cooperstown. How are you, Jason?
Hello, Evan. How's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What's up,
Jason?
Thank you. I just wanted to say I think the idea of trading up is absolutely wrong, and there's something that the NFL GMs are not understanding that basketball has figured out.
What's up?
All of these kids play 6 months of organized ball, and then they're picked out of the hat. There is no look at your tape, improve your play, give us something else next year to see what type of player you could be. The way to win in the draft is quantity, not quality. You need to get as many picks as possible because there's just not enough information on these kids, and there's not going to be with the way this model is. A lot of NBA teams have figured that out. And they just stockpile and stockpile and stockpile picks, hoping that one of them become that generational talent that you're looking for. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Jason, up in Cooperstown. I'll see you late July.
You're going up to Cooperstown?
Of course.
Oh, for CeCe.
CeCe's my dude, man.
Oh.
I was like, Tiki, a vacation in Cooperstown.
I thought the same thing.
That's Iceland.
It's funny. My kids have been. I've never been. They went for like this one of those Little League baseball tournaments.
Oh, it's awesome.
I haven't gone, though.
Cooperstown is so beautiful. And what makes Cooperstown great is, like, unlike Canton, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, if I'm going to convince my wife and my kids to go to Canton, it's a selfish, I'm going to go see a football museum. And it's a great football museum.
Right.
And that's it. When you go to Cooperstown, it's not just a great baseball museum. There are restaurants. There's a beautiful lake.
Okay, hold on.
There's shopping.
There's shopping and lakes.
Yeah.
And everywhere. Restaurants on Siberia.
No, not in Canton. And they're not pretty in Canton. No. Like, Cooperstown is a gorgeous... Have you been there?
Yeah. I've been to Cooperstown when I was, like, maybe, like, 10 years old or something.
You don't count then. You haven't been there in 20 years.
I've been here
30 years.
But if you were a travel agent and you said, I'm going to sell you on this area, it's got a lake.
It doesn't matter. I'm going anyways.
You are going anyways. All I'm saying is he's completely
Send us a postcard, T.
I will.
With all due respect, guys, you're dead wrong. So, like, 2 years ago... Well, I want to be respectful. Two years ago... I say to my wife, or my wife says, let's do a weekend trip. What are you thinking? I throw a bunch of places out there, which included Cooperstown.
Right.
And she's like, Cooperstown is really nice. Is there like a place we can go? Kids will have fun. We ended up getting not an Airbnb. It wasn't that. It wasn't a hotel. It was like almost a home that you could rent. But it wasn't an Airbnb. On the lake, on the Cooperstown Lake, whatever it's called, the kids are on the beach playing. We're going out to dinner. We're drinking wine. We barely went to the baseball museum. Farmer's Market on a Sunday. My in-laws loved it.
Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
No, not Bed Bath & Beyond. None of that. But it was such a beautiful upstate New York vacation that I think you're just missing the boat on this.
Can I volley something back to you? So I went to Cooperstown when I was a kid and I found it fun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wouldn't that be enough for your sons to have fun at Cooperstown?
Well,
because it's like
about
a whole block of stuff to do. Well, why do they need a lake?
Well, first of all, you're changing the subject now. Now you're moving the goalpost because you realize you don't know anything about Cooperstown.
All right, what's the lake?
The lake is beautiful, man.
It's got water or not?
They got
Oswego? Oswego Lake?
I'm
looking at it.
I forgot. You tell me.
Oswego Lake?
Yeah.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
There are, like, for me, the museum would be enough. My kids, especially when we did it 2 years ago, they're 6 and 2. So no, the museum is not
2 years old,
dummy.
I don't.
It's a beautiful, gorgeous town. Like, this is not one of those opinions I have that I'm wrong about that you can mock. This is just one of those things with, especially Loogie. You just you're misinformed.
It's,
I don't know about you, Sean. I don't know what your deal is.
But
it's a beautiful place to go. And by the way,
I never said it wasn't.
When Tiki gets back from Cooperstown, he will agree with me and say, Evan's right.
Yeah, look,
I went for my guy, but boy, that's a beautiful place.
But the problem is,
I'm looking at the photos right now.
Tiki, they have restaurants.
Gorgeous. I mean, they better have restaurants.
Yeah, but you're parsing that. Beautiful restaurant. Small town vibes, man.
There are 500 small towns within 50 miles.
And they all have waitresses named Flo.
With the same villages, the same baseball card shops, the same ice cream shops, the same nice little bistros.
No, they don't.
Yes, there are. By the way, every stop on the Long Island Road is the same village of Cooperstown.
Me and my wife are going to Cooperstown for CC's Hall of Fame induction.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter about all those stops along the way up 87 or wherever the heck it is.
Oh, we're not arguing you. We're arguing his oversell.
No, but you would be arguing with him because most people are going, yes, with the museum being the center part, but look at these other things you can do. What I brought up is Canton. Canton sucks. There's nothing to do in Canton. Springfield, Massachusetts, where the Basketball Hall of Fame is, also not that great. It's off a highway. So, of course, the museum is the center, but there's such beautiful stuff to do around it that it does make it a wonderful trip.
So you can make it a full weekend.
Which is what we did. Like, I'm telling you, we spent like two hours at the museum. The rest of it was on a lake. We're eating dinner. We're eating lunch. We're going to a farmer's market.
All right, let's look
Everybody
this up.
Was happy.
Things to do. Family fun. There's outdoors. There's shopping. There's arts and culture.
Confit geese.
That's why they're confused. They don't know what arts and culture.
There's tours. There's everything. There's a museum.
No, there's
not,
plenty
not
to do.
Cooper's, not the baseball hall
Fellas,
of fame.
Fellas, just take the L and move on. This is an easy
one. You're selling him on a farmer's market.
Fenimore Art Museum.
Art Museum. We went there, too, by the way. That's the other thing we did. See, you guys aren't cultured. You have no idea.
Oh,
you
you're cultured. The guy who doesn't put on deodorant is cultured.
You're not exactly
Calvin
Klein.
Have you ever been to
Wax Museum? There's a Wax Museum.
Yes.
History of Baseball Wax Museum.
I didn't go into that one.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's just, there's so much stuff that you have to pick certain things to do.
They have performing arts and theater, so outdoor performances. This is going to be amazing. It's in the middle of end of July. It's going to be hot.
Thank you.
Historic sites as well. Oh, man, this is going to be awesome.
Thank you. Take your L and move on, fellas.
Yes.
Let's go to Scott and Chatham. What's up, Scott?
That's an easy win.
What's up, man?
What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you doing? I was just thinking about the moving up for Cam Ward, losing a second and a first. I think there's a guy comparable to him that's playing, and if you don't think he's much better than him, I don't think it's worth it. Trent Richardson. I think they're comparable a little bit.
Oh, Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson.
Anthony.
I think it's a little bit different. One, just to explain Anthony Richardson's history, he barely played quarterback in high school. He goes to Florida. He plays 13 games, I believe, and then he gets drafted in the first round. And very little experience, gets hurt right away, doesn't do anything for a year, rest of that season, and then struggles mightily with one of the lowest completion percentages in the history of football last season, it seemed like. And so Cam Ward was at a junior college. Then he went to Washington State for 3 years and then 2 years at Miami. I mean, he's got a lot of football under his belt. So it's a completely different experience situation. And I think he's a completely different quarterback. First of all, Anthony Richardson is probably the greatest athlete any of us will ever see.
Right.
Ever. He's 260 pounds. He runs a 4.440. He's got a cannon for an arm. But there's just that football learned IQ disconnect right now. He just hasn't had enough football in him.
I'll give you a comp. And I saw this name mentioned, and then I watched, and I said, let me see if I see it.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I knew that was one.
Do you buy that?
I do. I do. But I think Ben was bigger. Like, Ben was monster. Ben was 6'5".
Mm.
Cam Ward is
6'3".
6'3". Cam Ward is, what, 6'1"? Maybe? I mean, he doesn't feel like that massive, overpowering presence. Even though he plays that way. I also saw Sam Darnold as a comp.
Which, by the way, is not the, like, Sam Darnold is...
And not in a, what we think of Sam Darnold as an NFL player, but who Sam Darnold was in college.
Yeah.
Like the gunslinger, like uber confident, knows exactly what he wants to do, even if sometimes he's making mistakes.
I don't know how to view Sam Darnold anymore because you just heard us talk about him about 15 minutes ago in terms of the franchise tag. And I said, look, I wouldn't sign him long term.
Yeah.
But I also don't think he stinks.
No, he doesn't.
He's
stink.
Somewhere in the middle where I wouldn't mind him quarterbacking my team, but I also wouldn't get into bed with him and give him a big time contract.
Yeah.